Hey everyone, over the past couple of weeks, we've been listening to people's stories. Listening to people's stories of how they became saved, how they came to Blackpool. And it's just brilliant. It's so faith-filling to hear someone's story. And I just want to encourage you, if you're not able to come on Zoom and listen to these stories, when it's all over or even before it's all over, ring people up, chat with them, find out their story, because there's something so special about being able to connect and hear exactly what someone's been through, what trials, what tribulations, what hardships they've been through in their lives, and what's made them the person they are today. It's so amazing. We've already heard from Julian, from Jen, from Julie, from Skip, and this week we heard from Tommy. And yeah, it's just amazing. So I encourage you, if you're not able to come on Zoom, catch up with these guys, hear their testimony. If Zoom's a bit hard for you, you can always just log on and listen. You don't need to kind of turn your camera on or speak or anything if you just want to hear what these guys are saying. So we're going to continue doing that for the next couple of weeks, and like I said, it's been really, really good. But also, what I felt God speak to me about is actually start bringing truth to the church. Start bringing promises, what He has promised, that He has promised good things for His church. He's promised good things for His people. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be bringing some promises that God has brought, that Jesus has brought to His church. And what I thought is I'd also do is for those of you who maybe are interested in the church, or maybe, like I said, who haven't been able to connect with us on Zoom for whatever reason, I'm just going to make a quick video and send it out there so that you can all hear that truth. You can all hear kind of a few kind of points with that. And actually, I'm going to give you kind of three prayer points that you can pray into. Well, it might be two, it might be four, but this week is going to be three, that you can pray into during the week. So let's get right into it. So this week I'm going to be in Matthew 16, and just listen to this, and then we're going to bring out some truth from it, and we're going to give you an opportunity to pray into it as you go through your week. So Matthew 16, starting from verse 13, says, "When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say the Son of Man is?'" That's how he referred to himself. "They replied, 'Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.' But what about you? Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by the Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven." Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. So three truths from this scripture. Firstly, it's just to remind us, okay, what Jesus is saying is that He is Lord, He is Saviour, He is King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He is God of Gods, He is the one true Saviour. That's point A. Point B, it is on that truth that He is God, that He is perfect, that He is Saviour, not the fact that you are good, or that Peter is good, or that Peter's going to do something great, or that we're going to do something great. No, it is on the fact that He is good, that He is pure, that He is Saviour, that He is going to do His work. And thirdly, see, He will build His kingdom. He will build His kingdom here in Blackpool. He will build His kingdom here in this nation. He will build His kingdom across this world, like the waters cover the sea. He is going to do that. And the church is part of that. He is going to grow His church. And the gates of Hades, they will not stand. I could kind of picture the gates of Hades. Some people kind of misinterpreted this, is that the gates of Hades are advancing. No, the gates of Hades aren't advancing. Gates don't advance. Gates stand still. It's kind of like a medieval kind of siege thing. But behind the walls are broken captive people captivated to their sin, people captivated by their by habits, people captivated to death. And Jesus says the gates of Hades that hold those people in prison will not stand, that he will break down those barriers, that he will break down those gates, that those walls will come crashing down. And it's, again, it's not because you and I are great. He wants to use you and me, but it's not because we are great or because we have done great things or because we're super spiritual. No, it's because he is good, because he is great, because he is Lord, because he is Savior, because he went to the cross and died for our sins that we couldn't die for. So as you go through this week, I want you to take those truths with you. And I've got three things I'd love us to pray into this week as a church. And if you'll catch this video, why don't you pray into these things, maybe for Blackpool, maybe for where you are. But firstly is, he is God. He is God of gods. And as we come to him and we worship him because he has won. He has won the victory. It may not look like it out there today, but he has won the victory over Satan, sin, and death. So firstly, praise his name. Secondly, that we, the church, that you and I would see him for who he really is, that he really is God, that he really is the Saviour. And thirdly, that his kingdom would grow, that his church would grow, that people would be saved, that people would be set free from bondage, that people would be set free from sin, that people would be set free from death, right here, right now, in our time. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to let you kind of take those three points, that he is God of gods, and we should worship him, that he is great, and that hopefully we would see him as he is great, and secondly, that his kingdom would grow, and that you may take them with you, and you pray for those things during the week. So Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for the truth that's in this passage. I thank you that you are God of gods, Lord of lords, and it's because you are great, not because of me, but you are great, that the gates of Hades will be stormed, that people will be saved, Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, that no matter what our circumstances may be, whether it's poor health, Lord God, whether it's financial trouble, Lord God, whether it's just everything just seems to be falling in around us, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, that nothing is impossible for you. And I pray that you give us eyes to see you as you really are, Lord God. And I pray, Lord Jesus, finally, that your kingdom would grow in our day. God, your people would rise up, Lord Jesus, and we would see people set free from sin, people set free from death, Lord God, people saved into eternity. Amen.